You're dumb.
Yo, 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 homes.
You're dumb.
This stuff's garbage. Try it.
Same thing. Still dumb.
What the hell, dude?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I thought it automatically went to speaker.
Huh?
No, it didn't. What's going on?
Something, God damn it. How do I say this?
Fuck my ass, daddy.
What's up?
Nada.
Check it out. What we're doing, State of Dysfunction, is gonna allow a buffalo... Whoops, hit mute. A Buffalo fan to join the fray. What's their record?
9-3.
What was their most recent game?
Last night.
Who'd they play?
Jesus Christ, man. Do you know anything? The Patriots.
No. I barely watch Lions. Which...
Well, that's the... Good, that's a good decision, or leaning towards being a good decision.
Why?
Because barely watching the Lions mean you still watch them a little bit, so you're close to making good decisions.
What would be a good decision?
Not watching the Lions?
Then I wouldn't watch any football.
Yeah, that's how I am with the Bills. I don't watch shit. I only watch Buffalo.
Now, Lions almost took them down.
Yeah, they did, and I was so fucked up, dude.
Hey.
That, like...
When, go clean your mess up.
Lining up for the kick, and everybody was like, oh my God, this is the game. And I like look up, I'm like, what? I'm like, it's fucking tied? I thought we were up like 30-1. Like,
that's what you would expect on Thanksgiving Day. No, the Lions won. Who'd they play last year? No?
So what the fuck do you want?
Well, tell me about your Buffalo Bills. No, I guess you just fucking lost that chance.
Oh, are you, like, recording?
Yeah. I just told you, welcome to State of Dysfunction.
Well, you sounded all fucking stupid, as per usual, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on. You're like, State of Dysfunction, man. I'm like, what the fuck kind of stoner talk is this?
We played nothing but classic rock.
Classics, all the time.
I don't really have a license to play any music.
So what do you...
Oh, well.
What do you, you have hidden, what do you got? Hidden penis syndrome?
What are you talking about?
Weren't you talking about your wiener being sucked into your body? Daddy, chill. Oh, I forgot. We're recording. My bad. Never mind.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
What do you want to talk about the Bills? We can talk about it for about 5 minutes, but then I got to get back.
Get back to what?
Well, yeah, jacking off. What the fuck do you think?
Dude, you said that you were going to call me.
No, you were going to call me. That's what you said.
When?
You're like, it's important. Okay, what up? Hang on, I'll call you in a minute. And then you're like, I don't know how to tell you this. And I'm like, oh, geez, what happened? And then you're like, State of Dysfunction, man. Yeah. No, what the fuck? Yeah, so Buffalo, 9-3.
Yeah.
Perfect game played last night. Dictated the pace the whole time.
Didn't Josh Allen get injured?
Yeah.
What was it?
He's got a... Huh?
What was it?
He's got a throwing arm, a UCL on his throwing arm. So, like, but it's not torn. So, it's just, like, a sprained elbow, basically.
Oh.
Doesn't require surgery or anything.
I'm going to get to the real reason I'm calling now. Calling. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Balls out with Ben Glaze and Brett Hayes.
Yeah.
Was given the opportunity to have an aspiring comedian like you on their show, and they're dragging their feet. In fact, really? I think I was listening to an episode of theirs today that briefly referenced you again, and
how are they even rep, like, what, how does that even come up?
I gave them your information and said, hey, Ben, you are a comedian. I know an aspiring comedian. And he was like, oh, man, that's cool. Like those big time comics do. And then he just like threw me aside. What do you got to say to them?
Yeah. What do I have to say to them?
Yeah.
Well, fuck, they're missing the boat. You know, what am I going to say? Do you think I'm going to call somebody? No.
What do you mean?
Lorne Michaels doesn't wait for Tom Hanks to call SNL. Lorne Michaels calls Tom Hanks and says, hey, do you want to be on the show? And then he thinks about it.
And I was trying to play the part of the pro bono manager. Pro bono.
I'm really glad you called me on Messenger, too, because that way I get to hear robotic static.
It's probably my rocking chair. It's the springs. We'll do Zoom next time. Anyway, why don't you give us a...
Your rocking chair. You're sitting in a rocking chair? Are you whittling while you have your...
I just put my cardigan on, and it doesn't matter what the thermostat's at. It's always a little chilly. you know what I mean? All right, give us a sneak preview.
A sneak preview?
Yeah! What you got written?
That's funny. Well, so all I have right now are jokes that aren't fully developed and things that I think are funny that I write down. I have yet to give myself time, given the right opportunity to put it all together. Right. So I know that the things that I think are funny, I'm pretty sure that, you know, for the most part, most of my stuff is funny. I have to tie it all together. And that's going to be the part that I need to work on, but I'm understanding and realizing now I could never probably do this for a living because I feel like I have to be in a good mood and in the right frame of mind and working full time, like 60 hours a week. I'm like never in that frame of mind to like be funny except for like random moments. And then I don't have my book or I don't have time or whatever. So it's like, it kind of sucks.
Adopt a Bill Burr style of comedy.
Together,
huh?
Say what?
Just adopt a Bill Burr style of comedy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I want to be funny, though, so.
He'll never hear it, I'm sure. Maybe.
Yeah, I know. That's how I'm starting my beef.
Oh.
Sorry, Bill Burr. Don't get your black wife to beat my ass.
I was going to.
He always mentions that every fucking 5 seconds.
I was under like, the impression
whatever,
that
you
we
only
were.
Say that so you can use hard R N words.
I hope. Do I have to do a lot of bleeping? No. Hey, so I had the impression we were going to start one beef today, and now you started two. You're on your own, man. You're on your own.
Well, you know. It can't be worse than Kanye.
Hey, you said you only had 5 minutes and we're at 10, so maybe next time.
So tell me if you think this is funny, because then so this is a little bit of I want to come out, you know, do the comedy, you know, you come out, hey, everybody, blah, blah, blah. Right. And so I want to come out with two glasses and a bottle of some kind of alcohol. Right. And I want to pour myself a drink and I'm going to pour another drink. Meanwhile, I'm kind of getting into my bit, not referencing the drinks, right? And I'm just talking while I'm doing this. I pour myself a drink, set it off to the side real quick, and then I pour the other drink, set the bottle down, reach into my pocket, pull out like a baggie or a capsule, and sprinkle something into the other drink, and then I hand it to a woman in the audience, never referencing or mentioning what's going on. And then I go into my bit. And never bring it up until like 5-10 minutes into my bit. And then I ask the woman if she's going to drink her drink, which obviously she hasn't drank yet. And then she'll be like, you know, no, you know, and then I'll start talking about like Me Too stuff and date rape or whatever, that kind of funny shit. You know, I'll probably talk about masturbating for like a good 10 minutes or something like that, you know. And then later on, I will reference the lady a drink or reference the lady again, ask her, you know, hey, do you want to, you're not going to drink that? I need to know. And then she's going to be like, you know, obviously again, no. And then I'll be like, well, I guess I'm masturbating again tonight. Thanks. That's my time. Ah, nice. He's got the drop. See? See? Thank you.
No, that
Thank
was a good one.
Grand Rapids, you're beautiful. All right.
That's a standing O. I don't know how to get it to stop now. Oh, there we go.
So what do you think? I don't know if I should toe that line right away. I think it's fucking funny.
Well, no, here, well, you got to go with whatever your style is right out of the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I wish I could come with funny shit that wasn't dry or dirty, but everything that I think is funny is like that, you know, and it's mostly like self-deprecating or whatever. But I wish I could talk about like, I don't know, like John Mulaney and just talk about like a hilarious anecdote of a subway ride. Something, you know,
but Jim Gaffigan.
I haven't lived a hilarious life. The only thing that's funny is like me trying to masturbate. You know,
most of the things that you say are pretty funny, except for when they're about me, especially at my 40th.
Oh yeah. Well, I wish I knew you suffered from hidden penis syndrome at your 40th. I would have really hammered that one.
I still don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
Any parting words?
No, but I'm
Oh, you had that gig at the neighbor's backyard next weekend, right?
The what?
What?
I didn't hear you.
It was a bad joke. Don't worry about it.
Oh. Ha ha ha. Good one.
It's all stupid. Oh, there, can you see?